Today, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out the emails inviting him to that meeting with a Russian lawyer during the campaign, and the New York Times printed part of one. As the Times writes, it could not be more explicit. In it, an associate of the Trump family says Russian officials were offering the Trump campaign official documents incriminating Hillary. Quote, "This is obviously very high-level and sensitive information, but is part of Russia and its government's support for Trump." Donald Trump Jr. replied on email, "If it's what you say, I love it." Weeks later, Trump Jr. was asked on CNN about suspicions by Clinton's campaign manager that Russians were acting on his father's behalf. Here's part of his response.
Well, it just goes to show you their exact moral compass. I mean, they'll say anything to be able to win this. I mean, this is time and time again, lie after lie. You notice he won't say, well, I say this. We hear experts. You know, his house cat at home once said that this is what's happening with the Russians. It's disgusting.
Darren Samuelson is senior White House reporter for Politico. Darren, you've been looking at the legal and ethical implications here. We first saw these emails in the Times. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's now Donald Trump Jr. is also posting those emails on Twitter himself in an attempt that he says for full transparency. I wonder if his lawyers are suggesting that he do this, and I'm sure that a lot of people are scratching their head why you would be putting all this information out there when, in fact, it seemingly puts you in a lot of legal crosshairs right now. Certainly, the legal experts, the lawyers that I've spoken with, saying that he potentially is violating a number of federal criminal statutes, including solicitation or acceptance of anything of value from a foreign national, as well as conspiracy to defraud the United States. There are a couple of different federal codes that potentially Donald Trump Jr., by acknowledging and admitting all this stuff, is putting himself right in Robert Mueller's hands to at least further look at and potentially lead to, who knows where it'll go, but potentially to criminal charges.
Well, Robert Mueller, of course, who's leading up the FBI investigation. Look, let's remind ourselves how we got here over the last several days. At first, Donald Trump Jr. said that his meeting with this Kremlin-connected lawyer was to find out about Russian adoption policies. After the New York Times printed further stories, he admitted that he took the meeting because he'd been told that this lawyer might have some negative research on Hillary Clinton. Then three people who were obviously close to this meeting told the New York Times that an email showed that, in fact, this was the Russian government involved. And now we have seen parts of the email showing that this was information that came from the Russian government. U.S. agencies have all concluded that the Russians interfered in the election. The ongoing investigations are to determine if the Trump campaign colluded. What are you saying? Are you saying that, this is proof of that?
What I'm saying is that this is evidence that Robert Mueller and congressional investigators, as they do their investigations and ask people questions under oath, it's going to be on Donald Trump Jr. and the other people who are at this meeting to tell the truth. What they've been slowly, dripping out in their statements to the New York Times is one thing. And you're not under oath when you talk to the New York Times or any news media outlet for that matter. You can say whatever you want. But when you're talking to someone under oath, whether it be, again, the FBI or Congress, and you give inappropriate information, if you lie, if you perjure yourself, that's where the federal charges could come into play. That is typically where a lot of big Washington scandals often, lead to people getting in a lot of trouble. What they are giving here is just a trail of evidence that will be certainly combed over very closely and very carefully. And, when you're seeking opposition research, it's one thing domestically with other people, here in the United States, but it's a whole other matter when you're potentially soliciting or engaging in opposition research when there's a foreign national involved.
Well, also appearing to lie about it. Just comment on that, because, we have now this email, we have the meeting, but then days after that, on several occasions, Donald Trump Jr. was asked about any Russian interference, and as you heard, he called it disgusting.
Sure. I mean, again, part of the defense that the Trump world, not just Donald Trump Jr., but his father and many others, is, to throw sand in the eyes of investigators and to try and avoid necessarily the direct question. So all of the denials that we've seen, whether they be from Donald Trump Jr. or the president or others, is really just kind of part of I think, one leg of the strategy, the political public face of how they're responding to these things compared to, what they might be saying when they're actually sitting across from a federal agent with a tape recorder running.
You talked about a couple of things, accepting something of value from a foreign agency or conspiring against the U.S. Is that the same as treason? Richard Painter, a former George W. Bush White House ethics lawyer, spoke to you. He is calling this meeting treason.
Yeah, Richard Painter is calling it treason. I believe a couple of other lawmakers have taken that next step and used the treason word. You know, you can call it what you will. There are different parts of the federal code that potentially could be used here, you know, in filing charges. That will be on Robert Mueller if he does decide to file any kinds of charges with respect to this particular aspect of, remember, a much, much, much larger investigation that's looking at everything from obstruction of justice involving the president to how did John Podesta's emails end up on WikiLeaks. So there's a lot of different moving parts here.
Darren Samuelson, senior White House reporter for Politico.